KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Kemper Catholic beating St. Albert 13-8, Clarinda over Red Oak 17-5, Lewis Central downs Denison 8-4, and Shenandoah surprises Glenwood in 8 innings, 8-7. In Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer over Audubon twice, 15-1 and 10-0. Griswold beat Underwood 4-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. The second game went 10 innings as Underwood came out on top 6-5. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over Sydney 9-7. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna 12-2. Also in girls softball, it was Abe Lincoln over Sioux City East 7-3, and Wayne defeating Southwest Valley by a final of 8-0. In boys baseball action last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 5-3, Clarinda edging Red Oak 9-8, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 14-7, Lewis Central shut down Denison 3-0, Creston beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-1. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Riverside beating Tri-Center 6-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. Tri-Center took the nightcap 5-4. Underwood beat Griswold twice by a single run, 3-2 and 8-7. Trainer scored a 6-2 win over Audubon twice last night in both halves of the doubleheader. In corner conference play, Stanton beat Clarinda Academy 16-1, Nishnabotna downing Fremont Mills 3-1, and also around the region, Pleasantville beat Bedford by a final of 12-0 yesterday in boys baseball. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association weekly baseball rankings out yesterday showed Dubuque Hempstead on top in Class 4A, followed by Waukee, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Des Moines East, and Iowa City West in the top five. Cedar Falls, Urbandale, Sioux City North, Dowling Catholic, and Ankeny Centennial round out the rest of the field. In Class 3A, Clear Lake, Waverly Shellrock, Bishop Heelan Catholic, West Delaware, and Fairfield are the top five. Harlan is number six, followed by Saydell, Dubuque Wallert, Winterset, and Centerville. In Class 2A, North Polk is ranked number one, followed by Van Meter, Dyersville, Beckman, Wilton, and Roland Story in the top half. St. Albert is at number six, followed by Mount Vernon, South Winneshe, Cascade, and New Hampton. Also in Class 1A, Twin Cedars is top-rated with Mason City Newman, Lamar's Galen Catholic, Van Buren, and Remsen St. Mary's the top five. Martinsdale St. Mary's is number six. Don Bosco is seven. BGM is ranked eighth. Exira EHK is in at number nine this week, and Janesville is rated 10th in this week's poll. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Alcides Escobar tied a career high with four RBIs on two doubles and Salvador Perez homered, lifting the Kansas City Royals to a 6-1 victory over the Minnesota Twins last night. Danny Duffy gave up one run and four hits in 5 2/3 innings, and Mike Moustakas had a couple of hits for the Royals, as KC has won 3 of 4 off to their best start since 2003. The Royals entered the night 3.5 behind Detroit in the division, just a game and a half out of the wild card in the AL. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beat the Yankees in 12 innings, 4-3. Baltimore down Texas 7-1. Detroit beat Oakland 5-4. It was Seattle over Houston 10-4, and the Angels at Chicago was rained out. In the National League, Washington beat Colorado 7-3, Atlanta 5-3 over the Mets, San Diego edging Cincinnati 1-0. In interleague play, the Chicago Cubs beat Boston 2-0, the LA Dodgers over Cleveland 1-0. The Kansas City Royals have signed 42-year-old outfielder Raul Ibanez 9 days after he was released by the LA Angels. The Royals made several moves on Monday before their game at Minnesota. Ibanez and infielder Christian Colon were added to the roster, and infielder Pedro Sirocco and outfielder Justin Maxwell were designated for assignment. Ibanez batted just .157 in 57 games for the Angels, but 10 of his 26 hits were for extra bases. He spent 3 seasons with the Royals starting in 2001. This is his 5th team since 2011. Ibanez hit 29 home runs just last year for Seattle. Colon was recalled from AAA. The 4th overall pick in the 2010 draft was batting .296 with 48 runs, 14 doubles, and 14 steals in 74 games for Omaha. In Pacific Coast League Baseball last night, Iowa opened up a series with a win over Omaha, a 7-6 10-inning victory at Principal Park. Those two teams will battle again tonight twice with a doubleheader scheduled in Des Moines. In other baseball news, outfielder Bryce Harper was back in the Washington Nationals lineup last night against Colorado after missing 57 games because of a torn ligament in his left thumb. His return created a host of changes to the Nats' defense, with Ryan Zimmerman moving back to third base, Anthony Rendon going to second, and Danny Espinosa sitting on the bench. Mets manager Terry Collins says there is zero thought of placing David Wright on the disabled list, even though the third baseman will remain in New York and miss the three-game series with the Braves. Wright had a follow-up examination of his bruised left rotator cuff in New York on Monday and will receive more treatment this week while resting his non-throwing shoulder. Orioles third baseman Manny Machado has begun serving his suspension for losing his appeal. Machado originally was suspended June 10th for intentionally throwing his bat on the field during an at-bat in Baltimore's game against Oakland on June the 8th. The New York Mets say former general manager Frank Cashin has died at a hospital in Maryland at age 88. Cashin assembled the Mets team that won the 1986 World Series, trading for Keith Hernandez and Gary Carter, while overseeing the drafts of Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden and hiring manager Davey Johnson. He was the team's GM between 1980 and 91 after a successful run as the Orioles' general manager. The Houston Astros say they've been the victims of hackers who access their servers and publish months of internal trade talks on the Internet. General manager Jeff Luhnow says the team will pursue and prosecute whoever conducted that hacking. Well, Germany has earned the right to face France in the quarterfinals at the World Cup. The Germans beat Algeria 2-1 after neither team scored through 90 minutes. Germany tallied late in injury time and again in the 120th minute to avoid having the game decided on penalty kicks. The French scored in the 79th minute before they benefited from an own goal to complete a 2-0 triumph over Nigeria. The U.S. World Cup team has been given the news that Jozy Altidore will be available for the second-round game against Belgium today. The forward strained his left hamstring in the Americans' opener against Ghana on June 16th and didn't appear in their next two games. The U.S. Soccer Federation tweeted that Altidore is ready and available. The extent of his availability, though, was not clear. Belgium will be without midfielder Steven Defour, who has been suspended for the match after being sent off in his team's final group match with South Korea. The U.S. and Belgium scheduled to get started at 2 o'clock this afternoon Central Time. Cleveland Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert tweeted this morning that the club has agreed to terms on a new 5-year contract extension with guard Kyrie Irving. Neither side announced the terms of the deal, but several outlets reported that it was a maximum deal worth about $90 million that will keep him in Cleveland for the next 6 years. That deal cannot officially be signed until July 10th per NBA rules, but it was a huge step forward for the Cavaliers and for Irving in the first big splash of the new NBA fiscal year. Jason Kidd is leaving the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets and the Bucks have agreed to a deal allowing Kidd to become Milwaukee's head coach. The Nets will receive a second-round draft pick in 2015 that was formerly their own, and another in 2019 belonging to either Milwaukee or Sacramento. Kidd went 44-38 in his only season as the Nets coach, but then sought control of the basketball operations department and was denied. The Nets gave him permission to talk to other teams about a job. Well, play at Wimbledon is underway today in London, and the first result of the day, French Open runner-up Simona Halep breezed into the quarterfinals with a straight sets win over an unseeded player. The third-seeded Romanian needed just 57 minutes to wrap up that victory. Halep, who has reached the quarterfinals at all three Grand Slams this year, is the only player among the top four seeds left in the draw. And in golf news, former British Open champion Tom Lehman has withdrawn from this year's championship. Lehman plans to play at Oaktree in the U.S. Senior Open next week in Oklahoma and then enjoy a summer vacation with his family. Lehman won the Claret Jug in 1996. That was his only major. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.